Where did life come from? Did it arise from mere natural causes, as is commonly believed? Or is it the creation of an intelligent entity, such as God? Has science made God unnecessary, or is there still solid reason to believe that God is a very necessary entity for our existence today? Welcome to Creation in Focus, where we examine these questions and more, and affirm the greatness and reality of our Creator, Lord, and God. Today, we discuss the origin of life with Dr. Tim Standish, scientist at Geoscience Research Institute, located on the campus of Loma Linda University. Dr. Standish, how do naturalistic evolutionists believe the first living things arose anyway?
There are a number of principles that they generally reason from. The first principle is that life arose in gradual little steps. In other words, you don't have the sudden appearance of a cell from a muddy puddle. You have a muddy puddle that somehow or other develops, let's say, amino acids in it, and then those amino acids somehow or other join themselves together and they somehow or other associate together in some way, and they somehow or other get a little bit of catalytic activity, so they act a little bit like enzymes, and then from that sort of process you ultimately build up cells. It's not always amino acids and proteins that they start with. A very popular theory actually uses RNA instead of proteins as the starting point. But the bottom line is there are lots of claims about how life may have started, but there hasn't been anything that's really been demonstrated to show that these theories are reasonable in any way. For example, the Miller-Urey experiment, which is very famous, it's found in just about every biology textbook that I've seen, talks about a machine, basically, that was made by two individuals named Miller and Urey, and they found that by sparking electrical sparks through in an atmosphere that had lots of water vapor and some ammonia and some hydrogen and things like that in it, that they were actually able to make some amino acids. Well, that's not a very surprising thing, but some people seem to think that they made living cells out of that or something. That's not the case at all. They made a very few of the simplest amino acids, and that was that. And people have tried various other variations on that experiment and gotten a few different things. But basically, what these experiments show is that human beings can build machines that make amino acids in various ways. The conditions that exist inside these machines, I don't think anybody who is knowledgeable really believes that they ever actually existed on the Earth at any point in time. So exactly how those building blocks got here is a little bit up for grabs, I think, in the minds of many evolutionists. Some believe that they came from out of space. Yeah, I know that doesn't sound like a very good explanation, but that's really it. They believe that they came on meteorites or something like that. They somehow or other, the meteorites brought the building blocks of life here, and then those building blocks somehow or other associated themselves together into the first cells, and then the first cells evolved into the creatures that we see today. That's the theory. Obviously, I don't think that it's a very reasonable theory, because it does a number of things. One, it suggests that chemicals do things that chemicals don't do. We understand chemistry reasonably well now, and when you look at most of the building blocks of life, they join together into larger, what we call macromolecules, by removing a water molecule from them. So you have two of them, and when you put them together, you remove a water molecule. Obviously, the way to break them apart then is to put a water molecule back in. What that means is that when you put a protein, for example, into water, it has a tendency to break down into amino acids, the amino acids from which it's made. When you put amino acids into water, they don't join together to make a protein. And yet what evolutionists seem to be saying is that they do. Well, that's just sort of a direct contradiction of what we know actually happens. In general, my impression has been that what a lot of origin of life researchers are doing is sort of imputing almost occult properties to matter. They have it doing things that matter just doesn't do. And that's sort of my major objection to it, at least as a scientist.
Thank you for joining us today at Creation in Focus. Do you have questions about science and the Bible? Have you been told that the Bible and science are incompatible with each other? Or that the Bible is all about spiritual things way out there and has little or nothing to say about the real world in which we actually live our lives? Check out our webpage at creationinfocus.org and find a list of resources that will build your faith and help you make sense out of these complicated issues. Again, that's creationinfocus.org.